Thanks for calling customer service. My name is Naya. How may I help you today?
Yes, I'm calling about a product that appears to be purchased on my Visa card.
You're trying to make sure that it was purchased?
No, I'm trying to figure out which product is it.
Can I have your zip code? Because,
yeah, 30082.
30082. First and last name?
Esandris Ellison.
Esandra Ellison.
Yeah, Esandris. E-S-A-N-D-R-U-S. Ellison, E-L-L-I-S-O-N.
Spell, and can you verify your shipping address for me?
Yes, 139 King Hall Court, Smyrna, Georgia, 30082.
Okay, I do see where you did pay for the tag tracker, for the shipping of it.
The FAD tracker.
It was done on 27.
Is that the health hand check?
Ma'am?
Is that classified? Is it health hand check?
I'm not sure. Did you receive the product already?
I received the product.
Yes, ma'am. That's what it was.
Now I'm confused because I'm really confused because when I went on this site after I complete the survey, the product is supposed to be free. You aren't supposed to pay for the shipping charges.
Yes, ma'am.
So I'm just a little bit confused about that.
Yes, ma'am. When you did say, yes, I do want to pay for the shipping of this tag tracker, when you did say you did want to pay for that, it automatically enrolled you inside of a membership for the Factory Direct Savings Store, and you will be billed 48 hours later after being signed up and being a member, gets you a $125 gift card to the Best Consumer Gadgets Club, which is an online web store.
I'm confused because I don't want to be a part of a member of anything. I don't. I mean, I was receiving the product because it was free. It was never to be a part of membership.
Yes, ma'am.
I understand that. I would not be doing no more surveys anymore because when you hit and say you accepted to pay the charges, I'm not hitting for it to become a member of anything.
Okay.
I'm not. I don't want to be a member of anything.
Okay, ma'am. I did get that account counseled for you. Is there anything else I can help you with?
My thing is, what does that do? I need this price off. What does that do with my price? Do I need to mail this back or what to get this price taken off my account? Because I can put this back in the mail. I don't want the product.
No, ma'am. The product was, you did pay the shipping cost for the product. But once you did say you wanted to pay the shipping cost for the product and receive the free product, you were enrolled inside of a membership. You're not being charged for the product. You're being charged for a membership.
I don't want a membership of anything.
Yes, ma'am. I did get that counsel for you, so you will not be charged again. But that was a valid charge.
But I didn't hit to be charged with a membership.
When you hit that you wanted to pay the shipping, you did.
Well, then, okay, how was this product supposed to get to me then?
Ma'am, you already have the product.
You have to pay the shipping for the product. You have to pay the shipping for the product, and you wouldn't have gotten the product free.
That's what I'm saying, ma'am.
So that's a scheme then. Because in reality, in the past, when I did a survey, I got my earbuds. I didn't pay for anything. I only had to pay for the shipping cost, and that was it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's, you guys are very schemy. Because let me see, I'm looking, so I took a picture of something to make sure that the product came to me. And that's very schemy. You're scheming people because I do not want a membership of anything.
Yes, ma'am.
Have to make you enter your email address. Our charge should be labeled in your statement with you. You may let me see what it said. Yeah, I'm looking at grand total $11 for the protection plan that I have for that device. That's what's my grand total. That's why I see that was supposed to be billed to my account. Anything less than that, I don't see me being charged for a membership fee. When I pull up the grand total of this account.
Yes, ma'am. That's what the $64.99 was, a membership fee.
No. I understand that, but there is nothing in here with the billed information of the grand total. It was $11.90.
Yes, ma'am.
There's nothing added to $60-something.
You see, Okay,
I'm
you
gonna,
don't.
I'm gonna call my credit card, and I'm gonna dispute this because I'm not gonna pay for this.
Well, it was already paid for. Give me 1 second while I talk to my supervisor.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, ma'am. She did say that I can do a 35% refund.
No, I want a full refund. I'm still calling my credit. If I get a full refund, I'm going to refuse the charge for my credit card company. You can tell her that because I have a picture.
Okay, I'm going to tell her. She told me to do a 50.
No, I want the full charge. I'm going to report you guys. I am. I about to see $50, so I'm still going to report you to my credit card. And you tell her I said that because that's fraudulent. I have a copy
she
of my order number.
It.
My mm-hmm. grand total is $11.90. Mm-hmm. I paid for the protection plan and plus I paid for shipping and handling. That is the total that I received on my bill.
She told me I could do a 75% refund.
Out 75% refund.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, whatever she does, she got to do it. I'm still going to put that woman on the phone because I'm really irritated because it shows you that y'all doing fraudulent activity. You're secretly trying to pick someone and say yes so you can charge the actual product, and they're not even aware of it. Thank God I took a picture of what my cost of my item would be. If I would have taken this picture, I wouldn't have any evidence to show my credit card company.
Yes, ma'am, I do understand. Are you accepting the 75% refund?
I'm going to call my credit card company. Thank you.
Okay, ma'am, give me 1 second.